Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
Loud and clear, KA3JCA.
JCA, KO4NUE. I believe that's Richard. Richard, how are you doing today, sir?
You're loud and clear, sir.
Appreciate the signal report. Have you had a good day, sir?
Just been pretty much laid back, relaxing most of the day after my pinched oxygen hose the other day.
It was beautiful weather out there, and I got to spend a little time outside today, and did a little work on my antenna. And walked away with needing a stitch in my forehead. So, I sound like you had a better day than I did, sir.
Okay there. Did you get hit by the projectile for pulling something down out of the tree or something?
So I've got a fan dipole out here, and it's just not been acting right. Let's set up a RMS gateway on HF side, and the radio just does not like the antenna, and I just got a set of binoculars out there so I could see up close, and the 40 meter strand was tangled up with the 80 meter strand, and I decided, okay, well, I need to fix that. So I pulled the line loose and dropped it, and on the end of the dipole, there's a ceramic insulator, I don't know, about 2 inches long. It looks like it actually got grooves cut in it, and you know, isolates the dipole from the tag line. Well, anyway, it got tangled up in the 80 meters, and I jerked it trying to get it freed up, and you know, you kind of figure what happened after that. It just kind of slingshot effect and hit me right over the right eye, and where the little grooves are cut in it. So later I've got 2.5 grooves on my forehead. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a black eye tomorrow, but it hurts like the dickens. So I'm glad you had a good day. I said somebody did.
Move much for the doctor to follow the suture lines there, Hi-Hype. I can tell you that not this year, but in 2021, I fell out of my chair and hit my head on the concrete tile floor, porcelain tile floor, and I split my head open, and I was black and blue for like 2 or 3 weeks on the right eye. And I used to joke around that Sally, I didn't do what she told me to do, and she hit me, so. But, well, at least did you get your antenna fixed? That's all that counts. Or did you have to stop?
I'm not that kind of person. When I get angry, that just makes me dig in even deeper. So I pushed through. I mean, I rubbed on it a little bit, and I initially didn't see any blood. So I just, you know, kind of pushed through it. And, you know, about 20 minutes later, went in the house, and Anna came in there and checked on me, and she said, "What did you do to your forehead? You're bleeding." So, it took a little bit, but it's knotted up, and it's blue around the top edge where the top insulator groove hit me. So, you know. Lesson learned, slow down. Don't get in a hurry, because what happens when you get in a hurry?
Well, listen, I'm not going to be around for tonight's step, but I did check in already. But if you want to let everybody know that I'm going to pick up Friday night. I'm going to start Friday night.
Pick up Friday night, start on Friday night's net. Is that what I heard, Richard?
That Daniel's going to follow along this week with me just to make sure I don't have any issues. We're going to talk to him when he comes over tomorrow, and we'll figure out our schedule like alternating for a couple of weeks or whatever. And then when he starts to do his marathon training, we'll go from there.
Well, welcome to the fold. Be glad to have you. And if there's anything I can do to help you, don't hesitate to call me. Telephone number's up on QRZ. Love to help you, and you know, swing by and work with you if you do need some help. Just let me know. But let me step on out of here and say I appreciate the signal report and short cue. So I've got you on the pre-check in. So 73's Richard. You have a wonderful week, sir. And tell the family we said hello, and I'll see you later on down the log, sir.
All right, Chad, 73KA3JC, clear.
4NUE KM4BLH.
KM4NUE, clear, clear.
Did they physically break into her house, or just stole a motorcycle that was in the yard?
Took the motorcycle out of the yard. You know, the key was with him, of course. But, you know, we're assuming they rolled it, you know, right down the street. So, he's, you know, didn't have it a week. Just bought the thing. And, gone. So, he's been dealing with insurance, and they finally, you know, finally gonna settle up with him. But, you know, it's been a roundabout. And, you know, I just, like I said, just want to make sure you knew that was happening.
Everything I got is outdoors, my lawnmower, my ladders, and got them on my back porch. They got a cable with a padlock on them. And, you know, I've never really had problems, but, you know, when you say they broke in, I was like, oh, no, they didn't go in her house. But, you know, I don't think anybody wants to come in here because they'll be on the wrong end of something there. Roger.
That. I understand clearly. So anyway, I'm just gonna let you know that was going on if you weren't aware. So I just want to make sure you knew.
Roger. You can send me an email. My email address is on QRZ.com. And I'll let you go because I know you're getting ready to call the net. Go. KM4NUE, KM4BLH.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Caesar is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. For any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG portion. We'll begin tonight's check-ins with the pre-check-ins, starting with K4ROW. KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. I'm sorry, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville. KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. WKK3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. W4FCM, Fred in Travers Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Travers Rest. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. And KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. WU2T, Rusty in Moore. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. WX4JEL, John in Seneca. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. And KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And KN4HTP, Miss Wendy also in Simpsonville. WBill in Anderson. And K4OIM, Walt in Inman. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check-in function tonight, and glad to have you on the log. All right, with that, we'll move on to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo over 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll stick around.
I got you, KN4RJN up in Brown Summit, and I've got you first on the list for Rag Chew, so I'll swing back and get you here in a few minutes, John. All right, with that, we'll move on to the RF portion of check-in tonight. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Hey, UE. Good, Miss Santa are both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Chad, as always, thank you for calling that. Please check better. And you and her have a good evening, and everybody on that have a good evening. No traffic, no comments.
AUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
AUE. And the net, please check in. Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo. K4LWE, Larry in Econ, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
All right, let's back up and recognize KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. And Sid, hope you were doing well, sir. It's always nice to hear you. And I did tell Miss Anna you said hello. She said hello back to you. Also, Mr. C at W4IOE, and KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, and K4LWE, Mr. Larry in Piedmont, and KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. He brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Larry, I have you down for some comments as well, sir, and I'll be back around shortly to grab you for Rack Chew. All right, are there any more stations, India through Lima? Please call KO4NUE.
KL4MUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. That's KO4, JQX, Jeff down in Pelzer. I'll be negative in net if tonight, sir. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Welcome, KO4JQX. That's Mr. Jeff in Pelzer. Jeff, hope you are doing well, sir. And nice to have you check in with me tonight. All right, with that, we'll move on down the line to Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE? Ed, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Mike Delta Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm all in Piedmont. Send to you, chaps, and us all to that. Be negative and negative tonight.
And recognize Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, KM4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena, hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. Fred, you be safe tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you are doing well tonight. You tell Miss Tracy we said hello. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert, tonight down in Newberry. I'll be negative and negative, but before I go, my condolences and well wishes to you. I listened in earlier. An assault by an antenna is a terrible thing, and I hope that you get better quickly. 73 is everyone.
8 RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Head in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
4 NUE, please check in. Johnny in Campobello. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. And I'm glad you got your non-COVID sea legs back under you. You sound a whole lot better. Glad you're back to normal. Be negative and negative. Thank you.
NUE. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
4 NUE. Again, KO4 QLG, Chris in Liberty. And I'm a negative and negative.
Up and recognize KD4 SRR. That's Mr. Robert down in Newberry. And Robert, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And, yes, I do have quite a little pup knot on my forehead, so, hope you are doing well, and, you be safe out there tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed in Brevard, and Mr. Johnny, KO4TJQ in Campobello tonight. Johnny, hope you are doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome W November 4 Sierra, Mr. Chris in Lyman. and KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel, location is Traveler's Rest. Good evening to you and all on the net. Please tell Miss Anna we said hello. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
We'd like to welcome KJ4WZM. That's Mr. Daniel and Traveler's Rest. Daniel, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And if you're not getting ready for that marathon, you need to start running. With that, we'll move on to next on the list is W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod down in the land of Waz. And Rod, I hope you're doing well. And please tell Miss Dorothy we said hello, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on down the list. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Chief and Senefit,
Sacramento. NUE. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
UE. Chad, hope the light on your head goes down. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Julian Anderson, negative and negative.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
UE. Miss Ed and Miss Anna and Annette, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Joy will be in and out. Sorry about your head there, Chad, just pulling your leg a little bit. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and talk to you in a bit.
Let's back up and recognize KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith and Seneca, and KC2DQV, that's Mr. Bob in Gray Court, and N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. Jerry, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And Kurt, the name of the street is Lake Street. Lake Street. Lake Street. Just want to make sure you knew. And KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. And Gary, I just want to say that when the insulator hit me in the forehead, it had a very dense sound. It was not hollow. So there's something up there. And he brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY, also in Easley. Gary, have you down some comments, sir, and I'll swing around and get you here shortly. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Welcome, W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, hope you were doing well today. I hope you were doing well, sir, and please tell the missus we said hello. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX.
That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Chad, I'm sorry to hear you hit you, or something hit you in the head. I hope that object is doing okay. And I will be in and out tonight.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZM, Harry and Candler, and just want to follow up on Patrick. That insulator, did it survive when it hit that rock?
It cracked it right down the middle. Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, I hope you are doing well, sir. And also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Candler. And appreciate the comments, sir. That makes me laugh. So, Daddy always told me, if people don't pick on you, they don't like you. Well, I can tell you right now, this group loves me. That's okay with me. So, all right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in and out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all of that, 73.
I'd like to welcome KG4, JIA, that's Mr. Dennis and Gaffney, and hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And please be safe in Gaffney tonight. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll move on to and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rags you may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now go ahead and start the rags you portion, starting with Mr. John up in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Mr. John, go ahead and take it, sir.
This is KN4RJN. I take it you got hit in the head by something earlier today?
I've got a 80-meter and 40-meter fan dipole out here, and I've been working with this RMS gateway. And the software scans, but listening for contacts on it switches between 80 and 40 meters. Well, the radio is not liking the antenna at all, and I haven't had any issues with it up until this point. So I took the binoculars out there so I could see up close. You know, it's not that high. It just blends in with the trees, and I could see where the 40-meter got twisted around one leg on the 80-meter. So I decided to, you know, fix that. So I pulled the tag line loose and was flipping and flopping, trying to get it untangled. And it's got a little ceramic insulator there on the end of it. And about 2 inches long. Got grooves cut in it. It separates the dipole from the tag line. Well, you know what it is. Well, anyway, it got hung up there, and I snatched it. And when I did, it, you know, slingshot it and hit me right up above the right eye. And it almost took me to my knees when it hit me. And it made me so mad. I was just like, you're just going to have to slow down. This is what happens when you get in a hurry. And kind of rubbed my forehead, and I could feel a little knot there, you know. So I finished the antenna up and went on in the house and was in there, you know, saying some, you know, fussing and raising cane. And I said, what did you do to your forehead? You're bleeding. And that's got 2.5 ridges where the little grooves are cut on the insulator, just as clear as a bell, right there on my forehead. So I'm probably going to have a little bit of a black eye tomorrow.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Did the insulator survive?
I put a crack in it. That's worth something, isn't it?
4NUE. K
Kilo Oscar 4, TJQ.
Kilo 4, TKG, TJQ. I got you, John. Hang on 1 second. Let John get all his ribbon out. Then I'll come pick you up. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I'm glad the insulator survived, and you said it wasn't hollow when it hit. So, but then again, neither is concrete. But that's okay. I'm glad you're okay. You didn't lose an eye out of the deal. Give Anna my condolences, and go ahead and pick up your other check-in. I'll tell you about the stars here in a minute.
Oh man, go ahead, sir.
Remember, word for word, verbatim, on the test that you and I and everybody else took as a technician, that there was something said about safety equipment, eyes and the head. I guess that was the one you failed, maybe. I don't know. Just guessing.
Let's talk about that for a second. So just to clarify, okay, when you're on a tower, you need some, harness and... safety glasses and, a hard hat, but it doesn't say anything about a forehead protector. So I'm good, right?
Y'all, watch this, comes to mind.
And the other one is, and then there's that. So, yeah, I get it. I did. I knew better. But there are just so many limbs, and it's just so aggravating, antennas are just like welding lead. It doesn't matter where you drag them, they always get tangled up on something. And I don't know if anybody's ever dealt with a fan dipole, but it's the aggravatingest thing. It's like trying to manage an octopus all at once with all the limbs and everything going on with it. So I got a little frustrated and paid the price for it. And so it got me. But, I'll figure out how to make me a forehead protector next. I guess that's all I can do. But I did felt a little bit, I don't want to say the word, but I was rubbing forehead and making noises, if you know what that means. It just hurts that bad,
Well, I'm glad you're still amongst the living, and this too will heal, and KO4 TJQ will be signing off 7-3s. Everybody have a good night and a safe night. And, put your hard hat on.
7-3s, Johnny. Have a nice evening, sir. All right, Mr. John, tell me what's going on in the heavens tonight, sir. And Stephen, I see you up there on EchoLink. I bet tell you what, John, hang on 1 second. Let me get this EchoLink station real quick. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4 NUE.
Yes, Chad, you do see me on here. Chad, if you will, go ahead and check me in. KA4 PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. Chad, good to get to talk to you again. Do check me in, negative, and do be sure and give your wife, Miss Anna, a hello from me.
I've got you in the log, sir. KA4PQA via EchoLink from Greenwood tonight. Anna says hello to you, sir. You have a nice evening and a wonderful week. 7-3s. All right, Mr. John, go ahead and tell us what's going on in the heavens.
This is KN4RJN. Well, Saturn and Jupiter are up right now. If you look to your southeast, Jupiter will be the further easterly and brighter, and Saturn is a little bit further to the east. We went out earlier this evening. Oh, and the summer triangle, if you go out and look straight up, you can see the summer triangle. We went out a little bit earlier this evening to watch the International Space Station go over, which was kind of cool. And while we were waiting for it to appear, a very large meteor went streaking through the sky. It's one of the bigger, brighter ones that I've seen. And if I'd have thought quick enough, I would have called you and told you to go outside and look. But but anyway, sorry we missed that one. But nothing of any great moment happening right now, except that you can see the planets, Jupiter and Saturn. I think Wednesday, I believe it is, Mars will be in the vicinity of the moon. And we're coming up, we passed the full moon here a few days ago. The moon's still pretty bright. It's not full, but it's really bright and washing out a good portion of the sky. But you can still see the planets. You can still see the summer triangle. So if you get a chance, go out, take a look. The summer triangle, just go out and look straight up. Look for the three brightest stars that form a triangle, and that would be it.
All right. Well, sorry we missed the meteor. But just want to let you know that there is a new image out on James Webb. I forget one of the planets. It has captured a satellite that has years ago, hit the planet, and there's debris there on the planet that you can roughly see. Really make it out, but just kind of interesting to know that's out there. But still enjoying the images that come through on James Webb. Just amazing to see. I think the newest I've seen was the tarantula something. I forget what it is. Really eerie looking. And they're also claiming that James Webb has found the furthest galaxy away. You can barely see it, and they're putting all this math behind it and things like that. So I don't know what to make all that, but it's pretty interesting to hear all their theories come through.
This is KN4RJM. Yeah, the Tarantula Nebula, that's or Tarantula Galaxy, I guess it is. It's well named. It looks like a big, scary spider. But in any event, as far as the solar activity report goes, let's see here. Well, we've got about a 30% chance over the next 3 days of an R1 or R2 radio blackout forecast, which means basically high frequency intermittent problems in the higher latitude shouldn't affect us down here. And anything greater than that, R3 or greater, is only about a 5% chance. For solar radiation storms, we've got about a 15% chance of an S1 or greater for the next 3 days. And geomagnetic storm activity is not going to break a G1 over the next 3 days. The KP scale, which actually goes from 1 to 9, you have to get up to a KP5 to get to a G1 geomagnetic storm, and that's not even going to hit maybe 3 or 4 over the next few days. So solar activity is not an issue for the next 3 days. And let me get back over here a second. There we go. And right now, because of the front that's come through, the humidity has dropped considerably, so the summer haze that tends to screw up the skies is starting to clear out. So the skies ought to get clearer, steadily clearer, as we go into fall and winter. And it'll be a whole lot, if you got clear skies and not too many external lights, ought to be able to see quite a few things out there. And I was going to ask you about your telescope, and I'm thinking about it, and what I would like you to do is set it up and take a picture of it and send it to me. And I think I understand what the problem is. It might be your tripod.
I'll get it set up and shoot you a picture of it next day or so. But John, I'm just curious, how did the parts work out? Did you get your own and straightened out?
This is KN4RJN. Got it in there. Got it working. I only roll it out just a little ways. I see that there's some adjustments I need to make, but I think I figured out exactly how those parts got snapped, and that's a long and boring conversation and best done with pictures, and I'll show you that. But your parts are working well. They haven't snapped off yet, which I don't expect them to. I would expect it to rip that aluminum channel out before that part would break, so that's not an issue. But I've still got to do some adjustments to get it to roll up right. But it works, and in the afternoon, as the sun moves further south, I can roll it out enough to keep the keep my little alcove shaded, and I can roll it out further, but it catch at least a little bit of breeze, and it starts swinging that thing around like little Egypts. I don't take it out very often unless it's just really, really calm, and I'm gonna, you know, spend time out on the deck anyway. So, but yeah, it's working good, and we got it in there and managed to get it back connected, and all is good, and I appreciate that. And I meant to put a check in the mail to you the other day, and I think I forgot, so I will do that this evening as soon as I get off of here. Give my best to Anna and 73's J-All, and I'll back on out of here, and you have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
I appreciate it. We'll make it out to the club there and trying, and we're glad to have you for a year's worth of dues. So, 73's John, you be safe and have a wonderful week, and tell the missus and Walt we said hello. All right, are there any additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Got you, K4XB. I got you in the log, Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you joining us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. And be safe. 73's to you, sir. All right, next on the list is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, good evening, Chad. I'm going to resist any of the things you might have thought I was going to say, because I wanted to say something. I wanted to welcome John as a member of the club. That is fabulous. Great to hear it, John. And one thing I will say is that when it comes time to name the injury, you know what the insulator's called, at least the way you described it. It's a dog bone. So you have a dog bone injury. KK4JBQ.
Well, you call it what you want. I got 2.5 ridges on my head out of 6. There's 6 ridges on there, and I got 2.5 of them. So I'm glad to get it. You know, I'm just glad I didn't get all of them. But I got enough, and it thunked me hard too. I mean, it just kind of not so sharp. It took my breath, but it. You know, I sat there and squinted my eyes, and have you ever made a humming noise when it hurts really bad? You just sit there and go, you know, one of those deals. And then you look around and see if anybody's watching. Have you ever done that?
I've done neither of those things when I got slapped upside the head. Neither of those things. Humming or looking around to see if anybody's watching. No joke. This is a good object lesson. It is for everyone to hear and for everyone to pay close attention to, that whenever you're doing work that involves dog bones, you should wear. you should wear your hard hat. Dog bones equals hard hat, okay? Oh gosh. Anyway, today was a good day. I just thoroughly welcome. Just if anybody's out there listening, that has any influence on the matter. I just love these days without all the high humidity, without all the high temperatures. We are going to have, I'm pretty sure, we are going to have a fall this year. You know, there's been some years when I'm not a native of South Carolina. I love the place, but I swear the first few years we arrived in the state at the turn of the century, actually, late 1999, and we started our residency in the new century, and I thought I had moved to a place with no spring and no fall, because it was either winter or it was summer. You got summer right away, and it lasted right on up until the first snowfall. At least that was what it was back in the turn of the century. But now it seems that things have realigned themselves a bit, and we actually have had, and it's been such a wonderful thing to have a spring here. Moderate temperatures and humidity hasn't crashed through the roof yet. Not to swim in it as you wave your hand. You know, you think you're making your way through water. And then falls that are really beautiful after we've had a good bit of rainfall. I'm going to let this drop. Practice, and you understand what I mean. So anyway, I've had a day to be thankful for. I'll just put it that way. And I also fixed one of Donna's lamps. It had a frayed cord and a blown tube of some sort in it. So I fixed one of her lamps, a little desk lamp. And, you know, what more is a retired country gentleman to do? KK4 JBQ.
Wait a minute. KO4NUE for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So you probably have never made noises or hummed when you hurt yourself, because you don't have a father that is hiding around every corner waiting for you to, you know, beat yourself up a little bit so he can rib you all day about it. So that answers that question. So I deserved it. You know, I got in a hurry, and I kind of knew better. But I got frustrated because it got wrapped around there so bad. And when I hung the thing, there's the thing. When I put it up there, it took me a while to get it up because it's so aggravating, you know. I can't imagine putting up a 3 or 4 band dipole. Mine's just got 2 bands on it. And it took me forever to get the thing up without getting it tangled up. So when I put it up, it was not tangled. And I hadn't done anything to it. Well, somehow or another, it's got tangled. I haven't figured out how. But, you know, I, like I said, got in a hurry and just got a little bit aggravated with it. Didn't have a very good day up until that point, and just made it even worse fighting with that thing. But, so that's it. That's with the antenna. You know, I deserved it. The second thing I was going to tell you was power supply that's gone bad. It's 35 amp variable Astron, and it was working just fine. And all of a sudden, it just quit. You know, quits when you need it. So I got a little frustrated with it. It was the day before yesterday, or yesterday, one of the two, and decided I'm going to fix it. I'm not going to throw the thing away that costs too much money. I'm just going to, you know, get it on the bench here and see if I can figure out what's going on with it. So called Gary, got some advice on what to do. Ended up at the manufacturer to get the parts I need for the thing. Asked to speak with a guy in tech support. So he's all the way in California. So when he then finally got to tech support, I said, hey, how are you? What's going on over there in California? How's the weather? Blah, blah, blah. And we
had a 10-minute conversation about nothing before we got to what we, you know, what I was calling for. Just talking about whatever. And he said, I'm just curious, are you a ham? And I said, oh, yes, I am. And he said, I would have never known. And we just laughed and laughed and laughed. And then I ordered my parts. But it was funny. You know, I guess you just have to be there. But it was funny.
Well, that's true. And it is true, I should say, of most people. I can imagine a 10-minute conversation when you're talking with a manufacturer's representative in the parts supply. That you can get off on talking on other matters. I can hear it, and I can think it'd be, you know, quite an interesting conversation for the both of you. But, you know, I'm just hoping that's not one of those phone calls where the employer is listening in. You know, the 10-minute phone call that has nothing to do with business. Oh, gosh. But good for you, and good for him. You gave him a little bit of relief in his day. Let's see, that you didn't mention what time of day, why would you? But it's you know, there's a 3-hour difference, right? 3 hours with the West Coast, and that's it's been early in his day, so you got his day started off right.
I say that we answered the phone. If this is Juan Astron, Tech Support Parts, you know, just a little pat response, you know, and you know, so I responded with, hey, what's going on, man? What's happening in California? What's the weather like? Blah, blah, blah. He did eventually comment. He said, man, you know, it's kind of nice. You know, people call here just rude all the time. Don't want to, you know, this, that, and the other. And he said, I enjoyed conversation. But we did laugh when he, you know, asked if I was him. But, you know, I don't. Ever, you know, people shouldn't be so busy that, you know, can't sit for a minute. And he wasn't opposed to it. He wasn't in a hurry, so I just, you know, kind of went with it. And we had a pretty good conversation. So I'm just gonna let you know, we had some laughs on the phone with somebody at Astron I'd never met before. But, you know, it was a good conversation. I've got the parts. I got ordered for it, and hopefully I can get it repaired. It's sitting here on the bench with the cover off of it, and there's this really big capacitor. I mean, it's not as big as a Coca-Cola can, but it's pretty big, and I'm a little bit worried how this is going to end up. So I've discharged it, and you know, so I don't get zapped with it. But I'm a little bit worried this might not end up well. But I'll try not to get in a hurry with this one.
Yeah, that is a part that you have to respect. Most everybody, I'm thinking, listening to this conversation will understand that capacitors can hold enough. They can hold enough juice. If you discharge them once, you know, across a tool or, you know, betwixt your fingers or anything like that, it'll melt the fillings in your teeth. It will, honestly. They'll carry you out of the house. Great thing. I was listening for the word discharge. I was listening for that real hard. But they're usually bolted in, the larger ones, at least the big ones that I've seen. And that's a better thing than having to bring enough heat there to do any soldering. They'll be bolted in usually. Well, I hope that's the case. Yeah. So, you didn't say right out, but did you do think it's the capacitor that's the problem?
It's Gary helped me, you know, move through with the ohm meter and kind of confirmed what I was thinking, but I've been able to, you know, trace the voltage into the regulator, which is this little circuit card. You can pull the circuit card off, and there's a little chip on it that's a voltage regulator chip. I was able to validate all of the resistors. There's a couple of diodes on there. Everything on it was validated but the chip. I was not able to validate that. But the transformer's putting out what it needs to into the regulator, but I have nothing coming out of the regulator except for some residual stuff. So I know it's in the board. I suspect it's the chip. One or two of the resistors were off. You know, not bad. They were off a little bit out of tolerance. So I just replaced the whole board. But I didn't want to get into desoldering all that stuff. So I just ordered a new board for it. I'll let you know how it works out when I get it on. But it bolts directly to the top of the capacitor. And the legs of the capacitor are sticking straight up. It is bolted in. But the dangerous end is straight up, and that card bolts directly to it. So I'll have to be extra careful.